Well, that was 33 with Matt Flinner. It's been my pleasure to be your host today on Old Grass and New Grass. It'll be my pleasure to be your master of ceremonies tomorrow. Gates open at 11. Bring a raincoat, sunscreen, come prepared to have fun. You've been listening to KGNU Boulder, Denver, 88.5 FM and 1390 AM, and 93.7 FM in Nederland and online at kgnu.org. It's time now for Terrasonic.
Welcome to Terrasonic, your weekly magic carpet ride around the world of music. My name is Joel, your host for the next hour, bringing you the best sounds from all around on a hot and beautiful Saturday afternoon here on the Colorado Front Range. Thanks for making KGNU and Terrasonic part of your weekend. We've got a lot of great music ahead for you today. We're going to begin in Cabo Verde with something simply beautiful. You're listening to Terrasonic on KGNU.
Enrolada em volta, the purple top for me. In Roland del Fonte, nega a resposta. Não tem vergonha de amar, mata sofre, da mata vive de dor. Di amar e vive di dor, di amor.
Tintinha lá corou, ô tintinha lá. Thank you.
17 minutes past the hour here, and you are tuning in to TerraSonic on listener-supported KGNU Community Radio for the Front Range and beyond. My name is Joel, your host this and most every week, coming your way noon to one here on KGNU. We began the program with music from Cimentera out of Cape Verde off the west coast of Africa, from a beautiful album released by the Piranha Records label back in 2000 titled Cabo Verde and Serenata. We heard a track called Dor de Amor, The Pain of Love, a song about pain, but nonetheless beautiful, as is most of the music from Cape Verde, a song later covered by Cesaria Evora, and a lovely way to start the show. Been kind of a rough week for many around the world, and just felt the need to start with something beautiful this week. After that, from Brazil, it was Meta Meta from their recent release Metal Metal out on Mesum Discos, the great label out of Brazil. We heard Alacoro featuring Tony Allen, the percussionist and band leader for Fela Kuti back in the 70s and 80s, and really what the creator, the godfather of the Afrobeat rhythm. After that, it was Los Cojolites, Luna Negra, remixed by Uproot Andy for Uproot Andy Presents a Worldwide Ting, Volume 1, one of two collections of remixes by Uproot Andy. Some great stuff in there, and available to you for free from the K Bajo Records label. Just check out kbajo.com. Right now in the background, it is Mariachi El Bronx doing a song called Mariachi El Bronx from an album titled Mariachi El Bronx 2, or perhaps Dos. Mariachi El Bronx, the mariachi-flavored and influenced alter ego of the Bronx. A lot of great music ahead in the program for you, of course. We've also got some tickets to offer a little bit later in the show. Sheila Bringy returns to Boulder. She'll be performing at Shine Restaurant and Gathering Place in downtown Boulder next Saturday, the 26th, and we will have some tickets to that for you a little bit later. This is TerraSonic on your community radio station, KGNU.
bring their gun to the wedding.
Thank you.
We'll be right back. حنا في الخدمة مجلسنا بين الشجار صفرا فضية من عين مخلفة قام لي أتمان وترفعت فرط الطعام وتشرد فرط
Five minutes past the hour here at Terrasonic, coming your way via KGNU Community Radio, listener-supported community radio for the Front Range and beyond. My name is Joel. Thanks for joining me today. We just listened to music from Jamal Newman, remixed by Rafael Aragon, a track called Cumbia Turia, and comes from a single of the same name, found that on Jamal Newman's SoundCloud page. Before that, from Niger, West Africa, was Terracaft from the Tapsit years. Al Khalem, the track. A little interlude called Fifth Chant, courtesy of Madlib from the Beat Conductor Volume 3 and 4 in India. And prior to that, it was Fanfara Tirana teaming up with Trans Global Underground for an album called Cabotronics. And the track from that we listened to is titled No Guns. To the Wedding, Rude Boys. From their latest release, Sendero Místico. In the background right now, it's Sonido Gallo Negro and a track called La Patrona. Still a lot of music ahead in the program today, of course, and I don't know what it's going to be yet, but we're all going to find out together. 303-442-4242 or feedback at terrasonic.net if you'd like to get in touch with us today. And of course, stay tuned. We've got tickets to Sheila Bringy coming up shortly. This is Terrasonic on your community radio station, KGNU. Boulder, Denver, and beyond. We'll be right back. 10 minutes before the top of the hour here at Terrasonic, your weekly magic carpet ride around the world of music. Coming in for a landing very shortly. We just listened to music from Sheila Bringy and Clinton Patterson. A track called Peacock from Sheila Bringy's Black Swan Sounds release titled Incantations. They'll be performing in Boulder a week from tonight, Saturday, July 26th, 8 p.m., at Shine Restaurant and Gathering Place. We'll have a little more info about that as well as tickets to give away at the end of this break. So stick around, hear me out, and have a shot at winning some tickets to what will surely be an amazing show. Before Sheila Bringy, we heard from... Who did we just hear from? Oh, it was... Ibibio Sound System, Uwa the Peacock, from their latest release on the Soundway Records label. And before Ibibio Sound System, it was Mahmoud Kanya out of Morocco, a really cool, rather psychedelic Ganawa record titled Star de la Chanson Ganawa. And found that at the great blog Moroccan Tape Stash. Before that, it was Sonido Gallo Negro, Sendero Místico, their latest release in La Patrona. And in the background right now, it is Charanjit Singh performing Raga Bairagi from his now legendary record, 10 Ragas to a Disco Beat. It came out about 20 or so years ago, maybe even more. Out of India, the record bombed, but then was rediscovered. It is now credited for the International Acid House as being the roots sort of international Acid House music. Well, as I mentioned, Sheila Bringy is coming to Boulder on next Saturday, July 26th. She's coming to Shine. She's coming with Clinton Patterson, performing a show titled The Singing Souls of Two Souths, Mystic Mantra plus Southern Groove, Sacred Melodies, and Soulful Singing. It's really going to be quite an interesting collaboration, just the perfect thing for Boulder, I think, and a really great performance to check out. Tickets are very affordable. It's happening again at Shine in Boulder, 2027 13th Street. You can get more info at shineboulder.com and sheilabringy.com. And we've got a pair of tickets to offer you. If you we prefer that you be a KGNU listener member, that you haven't won anything in the last 30 days. If that's the case, then be the second caller to 303-442-4242. And we'll send you and a guest to see Sheila Bringy and Clinton Patterson next Saturday, July 26th at Shine in Boulder. 303-442-4242. Call now. Listening to Terrasonic on listener support at KGNU. A little more than 3 minutes left to go in today's program before we give way to headlines from the BBC in London, followed by 3 hours of the best in reggae on Reggae Bloodlines. Your host today, J-Dub. Following Reggae Bloodlines, it'll be 2 hours of the best in African music on African Roots, and at 6 o'clock, a full hour of news from the BBC in London. Keep it tuned to KGNU for all of your music and information needs. You can find a podcast for today's show as well as the playlist, which will be up shortly, at kgnu.org and also at afterfm.com/Terrasonic, where you'll find a host or a ton of archived Terrasonic programs, and afterfm.com has a host of other musical treats for you to check out. AfterFM.com. You can also get a podcast from the show from the iTunes store. Just search on Terrasonic, and you can stream the mix at mixcloud.com/. That's right, Terrasonic. Join us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter at Terrasonic Radio. And you can always reach us via email, feedback at terrasonic.net and check out our website, also terrasonic.net. This program is presented by you, the KGNU listener member, and by Swallow Hill Music Hall, presenting all sorts of great concerts and other programs. Information at swallowhillmusic.org. This program is also supported by Brock Media's Boulder Magazine. Dozens of features plus guides for arts, events, and dining, and much more. Boulder Magazine, available throughout Boulder County and always online at getboulder.com. The instrumental version of King Sunny Ade's classic Ja Fun Mi taking us out of here. This particular one comes from Nigeria 70, the definitive story of Funky Lagos from Afro Strut Records. You've been listening to Terrasonic on 88.5 FM, 1390 AM, KGNU, Boulder, Denver. We have a translator at K229AC at 93.7 MHz in Nederland, Colorado. And you can hear us around the world on the web at kgnu.org. No Terrasonic next week as we yield our time to KGNU's extended live coverage from Rocky Grass in Lyons. Lot of great performances in store for you next Saturday as we take the weekend off, and we'll catch you back in August here on listener-supported KGNU. It's been Terrasonic. Thanks for listening. Enjoy the rest of your weekend. We'll catch you next time.
BBC News with David Austin. 2 days after a Malaysia Airlines plane came down in eastern Ukraine, there are signs that crucial evidence at the crash site is being tampered with. BBC correspondents there say that victims' bodies are being moved. Pro-Russian separatists control the area, but one rebel leader has denied any interference. A European monitoring team has again been prevented from gaining full access to the crash site, from where Fergal Keane reports.
The militia make the law here and can allow or deny access to any would-be investigators, as the OSCE team discovered when they arrived. The team leader said they'd been given more access than on the previous day, but he wouldn't comment on the way in which the investigation was being carried out. In the fields, we watched stretcher bearers begin the process of removing corpses and placing them into black body bags. Local police were making notes on clipboards and taking photographs in the fields. These, according to the militia, were experts conducting an investigation, but it's not one likely to satisfy international standards.
Ukraine's counterintelligence chief, Vitaly Naider, says there's evidence of Russian involvement in shooting down the plane.
After the downing of the airliner, after the act of terrorism had been committed, the Russian side issued an order to take the air defense system outside Ukraine. A picture shows that one missile is missing from the system. Moreover, we have registered that the Russian side ordered the terrorists to remove all Buk missile systems from Ukraine.
The Prime Minister of the Netherlands, Mark Rutte, has expressed shock about what he called the completely disrespectful treatment of the victims' bodies. Nearly 200 Dutch citizens died in the crash. Two Israeli soldiers have been killed inside Israel as they clashed with Palestinian militants infiltrating from Gaza. The incident came as Israel continued its offensive in Gaza, as Paul Adams reports.
Gun battles crackle nearby in Beit Hanun at the northern end of the Gaza Strip. Israeli forces are moving slowly in from the border. Hamas and the other armed factions are not showing any signs of giving up. Volleys of rockets still soar into the sky over Gaza, aimed at communities in Israel. One landed in the southern city of Dimona, killing a 32-year-old Israeli Arab. A spokesman for the military wing of Hamas has issued a defiant statement. He says the organization has prepared for a long-term battle.
Palestinian officials say more than 30 people were killed in Gaza today, raising the total to more than 330. Large crowds of pro-Palestinian demonstrators have clashed with riot police in the French capital, Paris, defying a ban on a rally in support of the people of Gaza. And in London, thousands of people joined a peaceful rally demanding an end to the Israeli military action. World news from the BBC. A deadline by the jihadist group ISIS has passed for the remaining Christians in the Iraqi city of Mosul to leave, convert to Islam, pay a special tax, or face death. Members of the ancient Christian community have been fleeing from the city since the ultimatum was issued on Friday. They've headed for refuge in the nearby Kurdish region. ISIS has declared an Islamic state in the large areas of northern Iraq it's recently seized. Reports from Egypt say that 15 border guards have been killed in an attack by gunmen in the west of the country. Security officials say the gunmen opened fire on a checkpoint about 500 kilometres from Cairo. The state news agency has described the gunmen as smugglers. Three are reported to have been killed. An investigation in Lebanon has been ordered into a video that apparently shows Lebanese parents encouraging their young child to beat a Syrian refugee child. The footage has gone viral. Here's Sebastian Usher.
There have been countless